Good afternoon. This is Tamara reading the Rantoul Press for the week of February 19th. We'll start, as usual, with some local news. Early voting hours in Rantoul established for primary. Early voting hours have been scheduled at the Gathering Place, First United Methodist Church, 200 South Century Boulevard, Rantoul, for the March 17th primary election. Days and hours, Monday, March 9th through Friday, March 13th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, March 14th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday, March 15th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And finally, Monday, March 16th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warming shelters open in village due to inclement weather. Due to the inclement and dangerous weather conditions, the village of Rantoul has identified warming shelters for those who are in need. Anyone seeking a place to warm should first go to the Rantoul Police Department station, located at 109 East Grove Avenue. As that location begins to fill, we will open additional shelters across the community. If you know of someone who needs shelter or additional information, please call 217-893-5600. If there is an emergency that goes beyond just needing a place of warmth, call 911. It should also be noted that the Forum Fitness Center is open from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. for anyone who needs a place to get in from the dangerous elements this week. Also, as a reminder, please check on your neighbors, especially the elderly, and please keep all pets inside your house or a warm shelter so they are protected from the elements. For any additional information regarding warming shelters, call Scott Eisenhower at 217-892-6801. Driver unhurt as fire destroys car. From Rantoul. A motorist escaped injury when the car he was driving caught fire in the parking lot at Rantoul Walmart. Fire Chief Ken Waters said the car was driven by Virgil Suits. He said the right side of Suits' nylon coat was singed in the Tuesday afternoon fire. The fire started under the console of the late model car. Waters said the exact cause was undetermined. Firefighters responded to the call at 3:40 p.m. 14 firefighters with two engines were on the scene. The car was a total loss. A double dose of forgiveness. Village Board asked to write off library loan. Not so fast. The long-held belief that a Village of Rantoul loan to Rantoul Public Library had been forgiven apparently did not happen, formally at least. The loan was for the purchase of the former bowling alley building on Flessner Avenue to be used as a site for the library, which had been formerly located on Century Boulevard. The village had provided the loan so work could begin on the then new facility in the wake of the library having been notified it would receive a $360,000 Illinois First grant in 2004 under Governor George Ryan. But Rod Blagojevich, who succeeded Ryan as governor, froze the funds, and the village was left holding the bag, or at least most of it. The library was finally granted $100,000 of the grant total, and the village board voted to write off the remainder. At least that's what the general consensus was. But no one has been able to find a formal record that the village board voted to forgive the loan. Mayor Chuck Smith said, "When Illinois reneged on the majority of the grant money, it caused a lot of dissension between our board and the state of Illinois." The library made a total of $33,250 in payments from August 2004 to February 2008. The current outstanding balance is $226,749. It was recommended to the board to forgive the remaining balance owed to the library because it doesn't have the funds to pay it back. Village Administrator Scott Eisenhower said the issue came about after the firm that audited Rantoul's books requested documentation that the loan was forgiven. The board was expected to rectify that oversight at this week's monthly meeting, which occurred Tuesday night after press time. Trustee Sherry Johnson said she and her husband both remember sitting in the audience at a village board meeting years ago when it was decided the loan would be forgiven. But a search through years' worth of minutes turned up nothing in terms of a formal vote on the matter. I can distinctly remember this was voted on, Johnson said. Eisenhower said a search of several years' worth of board agendas was also conducted, and no resolution could be found to vote on the issue. He said the village's auditors were adamant a written resolution would have to be made. In October 2018, the village board voted 4-2 to loan $170,000 to the library to install a new roof. Trustees Chad Smith and Sam Hall voted no. Johnson asked if the earlier loan could be tacked on to the roof loan. The problem is, it's a receivable on our books, Comptroller Pat Chamberlain said. There is no record they still owe it, so there would need to be a resolution they either have to pay it back or it's forgiven. Chamberlain said she doesn't know that the library has a lot of funding right now, and said she assumes the library wouldn't be able to pay back the earlier loan. Trustee Terry Workman said, if the village is forgiving a loan, could we get a copy of their budget and finances and see what they're doing? Chamberlain said the library is an arm of the village, and the library budget is already included with the village budget. Trustee Hank Gammel said he believes most small-town libraries are municipal libraries. It's not easy to run a library, especially in light of technology, Gammel said. I think most libraries struggle financially. Gammel said he believes that as the village moves ahead with plans to grow, as a result of the to-be-constructed sports complex and related development, we're amassing the resources to improve our community. He said one of his daughters raved about the Rantoul Public Library. She was a Parkland and an ISU student, but she still preferred to study in the Rantoul Library, Gammel said. I understand we obviously have to respect the cost. One of the questions I would ask is if we are going to clean this up, are they current on their roof loan? He was told they are. I don't think we can expect too much of them, said Gammel, who added he wanted to stand up for the library. I don't imagine anybody at our library is adequately paid. Voting districts discussed. Eisenhower reviewed the voting district map selection process. 15 people attended a recent open house to allow the public to view two proposed map options that divide the village into 6 districts from which candidates for village board will be elected. The maps were drawn by a panel of residents using data provided by the village of Rantoul. People attending were asked to fill out forms indicating which map they preferred. Only 4 were turned in, and 2 people preferred one map, and the other 2 preferred the other. Eisenhower told the board February and March will be left open for discussion and debate or any type of comments you may have. He said the intention is to hold at least 1 more open house in April for public comments, after which the board would select the map it prefers. Afterward, the plan is to hold open houses in each of the 6 districts to explain the boundaries and the election process for anyone who might like to run for the board. Hall said one question is whether residents will be limited to speak with the only trustee in their district on any issues. Eisenhower said while residents will be able to vote only for the candidates in their district, they will be able to contact any of the 6 trustees serving on the board. Responding to an earlier public comment urging the board not to try to gerrymander the map to suit their re-election, Trustee Gary Wilson said he doesn't think the board will seek to doctor the maps. I think we're probably going to adopt one of the 2 maps without any changes, Wilson said. I think we're all here to do a great job, not just to benefit ourselves. Trustee Terry Workman asked if any of the 15 who attended the open house expressed an interest in running for village board. Eisenhower said there were some who did. Resident Deborah Sweat reminded the board the maps are data-driven based on the 2010 census. They were drawn with that in mind and keeping neighborhoods together as much as possible, Sweat said, adding she hopes character and integrity will rise above the desire to gerrymander the maps if seeking election. Sweat also said disparaging comments about the lack of intelligence of and quality of potential candidates who live in South Rantoul needs to cease. It is not the level of conduct I expect, Sweat said. Public comment. Sweat's statements came during the public comment section of the meeting. She addressed 2 other points. Sweat said a recent village hire had been charged with domestic battery, just months before being hired for the village. She said she asked 5 of the trustees by email if they were aware of that, and 2 responded. I could not find where family values included domestic violence, Sweat said. Even professional and college sports teams have adopted a zero-tolerance policy for such a crime. Sweat said she suspects the search and hire was a biased and covert one, and that trustees, the mayor, and village administrators were complicit. "This is not a personal attack," Sweat said. "It's just a statement of fact that I believe that checks and balances, accountability and transparency when hiring is needed and long overdue." She asked the board to explore avenues to become more involved in the approval process by reviewing policies and amending procedures, duties, responsibilities, and job descriptions regarding the hiring process of key and high-profile administrative staff. Sweat also asked why Rantoul still refused to participate in the Champaign Community Coalition, an initiative designed to curb gun violence. She said Eisenhower had indicated that would happen when the time comes. Sweat said Rantoul has had several recent incidents involving gun violence. From Rantoul, number of illegal home residents increases. Number of illegal home restaurants in Rantoul increases. People who prepare food in their home for family or friends are fine. But those who do so to sell it to the general public will get a letter from the village of Rantoul and Champaign County informing them they are breaking the law. Typically, we receive an anonymous call or find information on a Facebook posting, said Scott Morgan, Rantoul Building Safety Manager, on how the village becomes aware of the home-based food establishments. Morgan said the village works with the county health department, which sends a letter to the address. The village follows up with a letter to the property owner, providing information about home occupations and zoning ordinances. He said the number of violations has increased in recent years. A commercial-style kitchen with the intention of selling food from a home is not allowed in a residential district. Commercial kitchens and appliances are allowed in commercial districts and are inspected under the National Fire Protection Association and International Fire Code regulations. My concern with restaurant-type food being prepared at high volume in a residential kitchen would be fire safety, Morgan said. He said many types of home-based businesses are generally not a problem and said village staff will be meeting with legal counsel to review the home occupation ordinance. At this time, we are uncertain if there will be any changes made to the ordinance, he said. Morgan said the issue isn't just sanitation. Some people have complained about vehicle and foot traffic, he said. The majority of calls that I get are for restaurant-type food. One of the homeowners was trying to sell candy out of their home, Morgan said. He said the problem has gotten worse in recent years. He estimated the village dealt with half a dozen complaints last year. Jim Roberts, Director of Environmental Health for the Champaign County Public Health Department, said home-based restaurants are a violation of the Champaign County Retail Food Program Ordinance. He said since December 1st, he has received 3 Rantoul-based cases with which he has had to deal. The numbers seem to be cyclical. He might not get any complaints for a while and then have to deal with several in a short span. And it's not just Rantoul. It happens throughout the county. Robert said the county finds out about the home-based restaurants in different ways. Public tips on social media and on occasion when dealing with a case, the offender will tell them about another one in town. If the offenders cease their operations, the issue is dropped. Robert said that's what usually happens. But if the violator refuses, the issue will be sent to the state's attorney. In addition to a candy maker, the offenders have included bakeries and one that sold a full menu, including soup of the day, chicken, pork, and bread. They can't operate a food establishment without a valid permit, and food prepared in a home kitchen is not acceptable, Robert said. We tell them to cease immediately, and if they wish to get a health permit, to contact our office, and we will help them. Food can be sold out of a residence, he said, but it must be prepared out of a certified kitchen and then brought to the home. Home-based kitchens don't qualify. Robert said he thinks many people are under the impression if they have a food handler certificate or a certified food protection manager certificate that they can operate a home-based restaurant. When notified they are violating the law, most people didn't realize what the requirements were, so they understand and they cease to have that kind of operation. Robert said in dealing with these cases, he also informs the village administrator and mayor. In some cases, zoning issues might come into play as well. Census 2020. Village officials urge residents to be counted. Next month, households can expect to receive mail asking residents to fill out a 9-question census form, either via internet or paper. Those households that don't fill out the form can expect a visit from a census worker. 60 census workers are expected to be hired for Rantoul alone. In Champaign County, they will be paid $20.50 an hour. As of last week, no one had signed up to do census work in Rantoul, said Mayor Chuck Smith, who is urging people to complete the census and consider signing up to be a census taker so an adequate count can be made. Smith is pretty confident Rantoul's population has grown significantly from the 13,000 figure shown from the signs entering the village. More people means more federal money to help those in need, he said. I know that we're greater than 13,000. I would like that sign when you come into town to say at least 15,000, Smith said. If you can imagine an additional 2,000 people at $1,400 apiece reimbursement, the impact it would have on our total budget to help people in need in our community. Rantoul receives $330,000 in Community Development Block Grant money to go toward services ranging from rehabilitation of owner-occupied homes, social services, dental care for children, drug rehabilitation, intervention for families, and even infrastructure work such as street projects on Sangamon Avenue and Willow Pond Road. Ken Turner, Rantoul Community Development Director, said the money received is figured on a per capita basis and on the rate of poverty in a community. The poverty income line for a family of four is $24,755 a year. Rantoul has a poverty rate of 20% compared to 14% in the state and 13% nationwide. Much of the local population influx appears to be in the Hispanic community. Nelson Cuevas, director of Cultivadores Latino Center, said he agrees the Hispanic population has grown in Rantoul in recent years. He said the availability of blue-collar jobs and a stable environment are primary reasons more Hispanics are moving to town. In spite of whatever anyone else says, from where many of them came from, Rantoul is a place that is safe for their children, Cuevas said, adding he has seen a large increase in the Hispanic population. He said many Hispanics began by buying mobile homes at Heritage Estates and now are moving up. I would say a good portion have now become homeowners, Cuevas said. You've got a lot of people buying homes here in different areas, South Point area, Gulf View area, Clark Street, U.S. 136, through where County Market is at, Winding Lane. A lot of Latinos are no longer purchasing trailer homes. They're actually purchasing homes in Rantoul. Cultivadores offers an after-school daycare program, a counseling service, and a food pantry, and numbers in all of them have tripled, Cuevas said. Smith said he can also tell Rantoul's population has climbed by looking at the increase in business activity, sales taxes, and utility usage. Smith said it is important to get an accurate count of Rantoul's population, Hispanics included, but he said some might be fearful their legal status would be in jeopardy. Cuevas agreed. But Smith said the census is not allowed to ask whether a person is in the country legally. It has nothing to do with removing people, Smith said. That's not what this is all about. We're providing services to people in town. But our ultimate goal is to be reimbursed for those services, too. But if they don't get counted, you don't get reimbursed. Smith is asking the public to volunteer as census takers or tell others so they might volunteer. If you like to walk, you like to meet people, you like to converse, it would be a good job, said Smith, who said he had considered doing the work himself. Census takers have to be at least 18 years of age. They will be designated an area of town to work and can do so at their own pace. Once an area is finished, another area will be designated. Census forms are mailed out in mid-March. Census takers will be trained in April and then go into the field in May to those homes that have filled out a census form. The census form received in the mail will have a 12-digit code the recipient can use online to complete. Those who don't wish to fill it out online may request a paper form or they can do it by phone. Those who do fill out their form will get 5 reminders by mail and eventually be visited by a census taker. Gabriel Lewis, planner with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, said people can apply for a census job by going online to 2020census.gov/jobs or call 1-855-JOB-2020. We are working with the Village of Rantoul and Rantoul City Schools to make computers available to do the census if they don't have the internet at home. Also at the library, there are computers, Lewis said. We'll turn now to the death notices for the week. Evelyn Zare, 87, formerly of Champaign, widow of a former Ludlow resident, died February 8th at Prairie Gardens Assisted Living, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. A memorial service will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 22nd, at Morgan Memorial Home, 1304 Regency Drive, Savoy, followed by a lunch. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the funeral home. The family requests donations be made to A Grace Hospice. Make donations payable to A Grace Foundation and mail it to A Grace, 5395 East Sherrill Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53711, or go to www.agrace.org/donate/. Leslie Motor Kolbs, Sr., 84, of Rantoul, died February 5th. Memorial and burial arrangements are still pending. Memorials may be made to the VFW in Rantoul. Online condolences, RoortvetFuneralServices.com. Frederick W. Rick Sturtz, 62, of Rantoul, formerly of St. Joseph, died February 14th at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Visitation and Masonic rites were held Thursday, February 20th, at the funeral home, Morgan Memorial Home, Savoy. Memorial contributions may be made to the family. Condolences may be offered at morganmemorialhome.com. Phyllis I. Hennigar, 91, of Buckley, mother of a Thomasboro resident, died February 15th at Carl Hospital, Urbana. Funeral services were held February 18th at St. John's Lutheran Church, Buckley. Burial followed in St. John's Cemetery, Buckley. Bayer Family Funeral Services, Buckley, is in charge of arrangements. Memorials may be made to St. John's Ladies' Aid, and condolences may be offered at bayerfuneralservices.com. Bradley Neal died February 13th. Funeral service is scheduled for Friday, February 21st at First United Methodist Church, Rantoul, 11 a.m. Memorial contributions may be made to First United Methodist Church, 200 South Century Boulevard, Rantoul, Illinois, 61866. Stephanie Sutton McNutt, 50, of Champaign, a Fisher High School graduate, died suddenly Wednesday, February 12th. A celebration of life was held Wednesday, February 19th at Sunset Funeral Home in Champaign. Memorials may be made in her name to the Champaign County Humane Society or Food for Families of Champaign County. Memories, photos, and videos may be posted on her tribute wall at sunsetfuneralhome.com. Rosina Brown, 85, of St. Joseph, died February 15th at Accolade Healthcare of Paxton. Services will be private. Freeze Funeral Home, 302 East Grand Avenue, St. Joseph, is in charge of arrangements. This concludes the reading of the death notices for the week. We'll return to local news and opinion to finish. Students tell 100 best things about Rantoul. Celebrating a school year's 100th day of class is common in elementary schools, not so much in junior high schools. J.W. Eater Junior High math teacher Maria McCarthy doesn't care about convention. She opted to mark day 100 at the school recently. Highlighting the event was a list of 100 things, actually it came out to about 110, about Rantoul and Rantoul City Schools that the 8th grade liked. McCarthy wrote them down, and they are displayed in the front hall of the school. Her math classes also took part in other activities to mark the occasion. I actually did this several years ago, but I thought, this is a new group of kids. Several years have gone by. Our community has changed, and I wanted to get the kids' perspective, said McCarthy, who teaches 8th grade algebra and regular math. We work hard with our social-emotional learning lessons, helping kids to learn how to make good decisions, work out for each other, work out for themselves. I'm a former first grade teacher, so day 100 has always been very special to me. Students from three classes told McCarthy what their favorites were. Some listed the same things, but the teacher was glad for the attitude. She said she was not surprised by any of the answers. I really enjoyed the kids then when they were talking about their favorite teachers that have made impacts on their lives, McCarthy said. I've always known our kids take a lot of pride in our school. Unfortunately, that's not always the community perspective. And I think that's one of the things I wanted to put out there. Some of the activities to commemorate the occasion included 100-second periods, doing things such as jumping jacks, blinking their eyes, snapping their fingers, or writing their names. Some students also made eyeglasses with the number 100. Here's the list of Eater students' top 100 things to like about Rantoul and Rantoul City Schools. Actually, there are more than 100 listed. Caring teachers, good K through 5 schools, breakfast, decent lunches, free food, cookies, student council, Scholastic Bowl, speech team, choir, band, basketball, baseball, track, volleyball, cross country, NJHS, softball, soccer, golf, football, boys and girls club, school play, LDA, automatic water fountains, Chromebooks, new locker rooms, music, art, STEM, PE, math, ESL program, resource officers, enrichment classes, Mr. Tenner, Miss Waldhauser in chief, Miss Jacobs, Dr. Woods, Mrs. McCarthy, Miss Elliott, Mrs. Hansen, Miss Elledge, Mrs. McMahon, Mrs. Brazelton, Mrs. Miner, Mrs. Schluter. Small town, walking distances, great fire and police departments, local neighborhood parks, Brook Hill Golf Course, Brook Hill Park, Heritage Lake, Willow Pond Golf Course, Hardy's Reindeer Ranch, Skate Park, Bike Path, Rantoul Public Library, Christie Clinic, Carl Clinic, Lincoln's Challenge, Rantoul Historical Society and Museum, Baldwin Asylum, Necrosis Haunted House, Old Air Base for Development, Rantoul Recreation Department, Forum Fitness Center, Rantoul Aquatic Center, Rantoul Swim Team, Youth Center, New Sports Complex, Tuskegee Airmen, Minuteman Missile, Daycares, Churches, Ace Hardware, Rural King, Walmart, Rantoul Theater Group, Scout Troops, Pickleball Courts, Volleyball Courts, Community Service Center, Bowling Alley, Falcon Football, Dog Friendly Neighborhoods, Champaign County University of Illinois, Senior Citizen Housing, Brookstone Estates, Twin Lakes, Villas of Hollybrook, County Market Fried Chicken, Dunkin', Subway, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Jimmy John's, Butcher Boy, Ott's, Taste of Thai, E.T.'s, China Buffet, Casa Fiesta, Agave, Monocle's, Papa John's, Domino's, El Toro. With so many things to love about Rantoul, we finish our reading today, and I hope to read with you again soon. This has been Tamara reading the Rantoul Press.